Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Hello, podcasters.
G'day, podcasters. Wicked show, the Savi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be slightly shorter? We had a lot of competitions on the show and you don't like including the comps.
Yeah, I included the winner of this week's Bonza's Stars in the Sky.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, good. Amanda really deserved it. Hey, that ruined the whole anticipation of that segment. I just ruined that whole show.
Amanda wins. I don't know if anyone's listening to the podcast being like, ooh, I wonder who's going to win Bonza's Stars in the Sky.
Let's just give them an itinerary of the whole podcast.
Okay.
As we asked about what celebrity did you think you saw, because you had a celebrity experience that turned out to just be a regular human being, not an actual celeb.
We don't know for sure. Could have been him and maybe I was wrong.
Also, feck-ups.
Feck-ups makes it in.
Ugh.
Also, we talk about suing people and being sued.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I've got somebody on the run from me, actually.
Yeah, that's actually a good tale. All
find
right.
Out more.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
In the meantime, have you ever sued anyone, Taz?
Have I ever sued anyone? I did try, actually. I did have a car accident. It wasn't my fault. And the guy that hit me wasn't insured. Tried to hunt him down for a bit of cash. Yeah,
did you do the threatening?
Debt collector on him. I know. He ran away and he fled the state. Still looking for it.
Really?
Yeah,
so
I'll do a podcast about it one day.
Can I be on it? I could launch Ellie Cheney's investigations.
Do you want to? Apparently he moved to the NT.
Well, we can go there. We'll take the show there.
All right, done. I don't know how much more I can say legally.
We're coming for you.
Have you sued anybody?
I've never sued anybody, no.
Okay.
I don't know how to sue anyone. Also, no one's ever really wronged me too badly, you know?
Have you ever been sued?
Nah, I've never been sued.
Okay.
That I know of.
Where are you going with this?
I'm going with this because a woman is suing Disney World.
Oh, come on.
Wait for it. Because she was
the happiest place in the world.
I know. She claims she was seriously injured as a result of a painful wedgie.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Going down the water slide, Typhoon Lagoon Water Park in Florida.
Yep.
She went down. Oh, her 30th birthday. What a sad 30th birthday.
You and I have both recently celebrated our 30th. We know what that feels like. You are a little sad. You turn 30, you go, is it over?
Yeah.
I'm not a kid anymore, you're going? Well, maybe you are if you're still getting wedgies.
Well, in her, what's the word? Report or whatever that she has to file.
Yes.
As she prepared for her plummet at the top of the slide, the plaintiff crossed her legs at the ankles as she was instructed to do.
Yes.
As she neared the end of her descent, her body lifted up.
Yep.
She became airborne and she was slammed downward against the slide, which increased the likelihood of her legs becoming uncrossed.
And we know the rest. We know how a wedgie works, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, apparently it painfully forces the water between her legs.
We know how a wedgie works.
Yeah,
we don't need to know
anymore.
I want to know how expensive this wedgie was. How much money is she looking? Because we've all had a wedgie.
That
is
true.
It takes 2 seconds to fix out, all right?
Apparently it costs $50,000.
No, it doesn't.
There you go. Start suing for your wedgies, guys.
Gee.
That's the moral I'm taking away from this
story. I'm wearing tight pants next time I go to an amusement park.
Come on around. I'll give you one. CFM.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Went out on a nice little team lunch this morning, didn't we, Tazzy?
Yeah, sure did. Down to Mooloolaba. Packed down there. It still feels like school holidays.
Yeah.
When you go out.
Yeah. I drove around Mooloolaba for 15 minutes looking for a park.
Oh, I drove straight in.
I know. Because I messaged you guys and I was like, I'm here, as in Mooloolaba. I haven't got a park yet.
I go down at the waterfront. I drive slowly. So my secret, right, is I'll get there and the car in front, usually everybody's head to toe.
Mm.
Slow down. Give yourself about 50 to 100 metres between you and the car in front. Just slow down. People will queue behind you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. We don't care about them, all right? We care about the car park. You want to give yourself as much time for somebody to pull out as possible and it be yours for the taking.
Yeah.
It worked perfectly. I got a park right at the front.
Okay. Well, boom. I finally got one. We sat down. We went to Crumb Don Naked, had a lovely lunch. But
that's what the place is called, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how you
turned
up.
Yeah, no. I was neither crumbs nor naked.
No.
I was fully clothed and crumb-free. So you and I were up ordering our lunch. Was that a weird thing to say?
No, not at all. I'm glad people are now on the same page.
Okay. So I'd ordered mine and then I turned around and you were waiting behind me to order yours and there was a guy standing behind you and I instantly thought, that he was a celebrity.
This was weird. You ordered and stood next to me, and I was like, what are we ordering again? You stood next to me like you were my daughter. And I was like, what? Go sit down. What you were looking at? You were looking at the guy behind me.
Yeah, so I get really awkward in these situations. And, like, when I say celebrity,
yeah,
like, no one knows who he is, really, unless you've seen this particular TV show that he's in. His name is Sullivan Stapleton.
Yes.
He plays Agent Kurt Weller on the TV show Blind Spot, which I binged.
And he was in Mooloola Bar for lunch.
Well, as I stood next to you awkwardly and you're like, Ellie, what are you doing? And I was like, I'll tell you later, I'll tell you later. I was trying to look at him more to survey whether it was Sullivan Stapleton.
Yes.
And turns out, walked away. It wasn't him.
Just a dude.
I had just acted so awkwardly for no reason.
545-11919. We do have an amazing Caller of the Week prize to give away before the end of the show. What celebrity did you think you saw? Who did you think you saw? We don't care about guaranteed sightings. We don't care about that you bumped into Chris Hemsworth.
No.
Who did you think you saw on Mooloola Bar or on your
Doesn't
holiday?
Doesn't have to be in
Mooloola. At the top of Mount Coolum, did you think you saw Tom Cruise? We want to know. 545-11919.
Better yet, if you actually approached said person and, you know, asked for a selfie with them.
Double points for that.
Is it concerning that our boss, Benny, has called through to the studio?
This will be a gag about
us.
Hi,
Benny. What do you want to throw on the show?
You're live on air, mate.
I'm just wondering if you're still doing Moustaka hack.
So there's a little thing in broadcasting, Benny, called momentum, and you've just killed it. You've just killed it, mate.
Weekend,
yeah,
yeah,
all right,
thanks,
see you, mate.
Benny.
545-11919. Did you think you saw a celeb? Who was it? Where were you? We don't care that it's not. We don't care if it's a small celeb because apparently I don't even know who Ellie's is.
Yeah, nah. I had to look up his name.
We just want your stories, Asabi. 545-11919.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Want to win your way around Australia? It's 91.9 CFM's Stars in the Sky with Bonza. G'day, Sunny Coast. Bonza's here. Download the Fly Bonza app to book.
Yeah, we've played this a whole bunch this week.
Yes.
And it's come down to this moment.
There's a couple of very nervous people across the Sunny Coast that have got on air with us playing all week. One of them is going to win two return flights to a destination of their choice. They have 11 destinations to choose from, all thanks to Bonza. You can download the Fly Bonza app to book.
Yes. Simple as that, right? When we tell you to call, yes, you have to try and guess six Aussie celebrities.
Yes.
But even if you get them all wrong, you're in the running for this, right?
That's right. It's so good.
Someone who got a couple right, but
she
not
got,
all of them.
She got four right.
She got four right.
Amanda from Caloundra, hello!
Amanda, you've won a holiday, my friend.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Where do you want to go, Amanda? We've got Cairns, Darwin, Townsville, Mackay, Whitsundays, Rockhampton, Newcastle, Albury, Melbourne, Mildura. Where do you want to go?
Well, I'll have to have a think about that, but my family are up north near Townsville, so that could be a good option.
Lovely.
Oh, beautiful. Little family trip. Pop over to the Whitsundays as well, maybe, because let me tell you, there's some good little spots there, good little bars.
Why are you talking like this?
I don't know. I'm just sticking with it now.
Amanda, congratulations to return flights to a destination of your choice, all thanks to Bonza. That's yours.
Thank you so much to CFM and Bonza.
Wonderful. No. Oh, we love it when people do that,
Your
Amanda.
Check's in the mail, Amanda. Yeah. Well done. Hey, we're going to be going again next week. Another weekly prize up our sleeve as well.
Yeah, and Amanda, you got four celebrities right. So you've only got two more to go and you could be winning that major prize as well. Return airfares to every single destination that Bonza flies to.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
No worries. We'll play again on Monday.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. On 91.9 CFM.
This is kind of a mistake.
That kind of mistake can ruin everything.
Pick up Fridays.
Must have been my mistake.
With CFM's Ellie and Taz. Thanks to Sunshine and Suns, the coast spirit.
Yeah, the blooper reel, if you will.
Love Sunshine and Suns, especially on a Friday.
I'm playing netball with Lorian, who works for Sunshine and Suns at the moment, and she has quite the defensive intercept on her in her netball game.
Oh, you're not playing against her,
No, I'm playing with her, thank God.
Yeah, good.
She's very good. So hi, Lorian, if you're listening.
I did a knee playing netball, so that's why I don't play. anymore. I played mixed a couple of years ago. Did a knee.
That's a cool story.
What?
Now, you're right. It's a very dangerous game for knees.
It is.
It is.
It's a knee wrecker, netball.
Well, hey, we fecked up a lot this week, and the team at Sunshine and Suns do support us with our feck ups.
Yes.
Let's hear them.
5, 4, 3, 2, 3, 2, 1. Bring it on, Rod. Bring it on, Craig. Sorry.
Here we go.
Paul Russell. It's Lil Boo Thing on 91.9 CFM.
No. Say it properly.
Okay. Lil Boo Thang.
It's with an A. Thank you very much. Return flights to a destination of your choice. It was the Kiwi coming out of me. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Destination.
Destination. Your next chance at playing Bonza Stars in the Sky. I can't do it.
Bonza. You can't say that in any other accent except Australian.
Today could be the day that your bank account goes up by an extra four numbers.
I hope so.
I know.
Four numbers.
Yeah. 1000.
No, it's only going to go up by one number. Unless she has $0 in her account, yeah. Then it's going up by four numbers.
What instrument would you call that?
Oboe? Is that what an oboe sounds like?
No.
How does an oboe sound?
An oboe would be like a... No, that's my trumpet. Oboe is more...
Keep going.
No, that's my Anastasia, I'm out of love.
You've dug your hole, now oboe your way out of it. Let's give away some tickets.
Okay. 1.9 CFM. We are your brand new way to drive home across the sunny coast. Ellie and Taz.
You're talking over the best bit of the song.
Oh, it's just the same chord being banged a bunch of times.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I can literally do that on a piano. And if I can do it on the piano, it's not exceptionally hard to do.
It's great.
Not taking anything away from Olivia Rodrigo, because I think she's a wonderful singing songwriter.
Don't roll the R's.
Rodrigo.
No, we don't need the rolling of the R's.
Love is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Gee, that was loud
that was
in my
than
headphones.
I had anticipated. Apologies about that.
Beautiful, beautiful thing. Bang! Saxophone.
I don't understand. Never had to knock on wood. Does that mean he's like never had to?
Oh.
Like, he's always backed himself, so he's never knocked on wood.
When you knock on wood, you say something, don't you? And you hope that it doesn't come true.
Yeah.
Who sings it again?
The Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of wood back in the 90s, early 2000s as well.
Was there?
Yeah. Very wood-heavy era.
Was it?
Yeah, very much so. Lots, way more than there is now. Everything's acrylic nowadays.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a brand new radio show, Taz. I think we've got to do better
than what was
the most wood-heavy era of our being. I agree, Taz.
I didn't want to hear that ever again.
One of your finest moments. Hey, if you fecked up at all this week, we would love to hear about it. Hit up our website, 919cfm.com.au. You can register there and we could be calling you back saying, hey, your feck up has earned you a bottle of gin or vodka.
Put that in for next week.
From the wonderful team at Sunshine and Suns.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.